Okay, if someone were to come by airplane into the Miami area, where would they land?
At the airport.
Okay. Where's that located?
That's located on, we would say on 36th Street.
Yeah.
To 36th Street Air Terminal.
Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you before, when we were talking about neighborhoods, were there any neighborhoods, when you were living in the Grove, were there any neighborhoods in North Miami or West Miami or South Miami that you considered just real poor neighborhoods, whether it's white or black or anything?
Yes.
Were there any nicknames for those? Other than ones we mentioned?
Let's see. Real poor?
You know, just sort of a, maybe a ghetto or a real poor neighborhood.
That's where we were living. But
Grove?
it was known as Sugar Hill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We were talking about the park. You said that's when you're talking about Biscayne?
Yes, Biscayne Park on Biscayne Boulevard.
Is that the one that's downtown?
Yes.
And that was there early?
Yes, it was more beautiful then.
It was?
It was more beautiful then.
What would they do to it that made it less beautiful?
Oh, boy, when they started letting when it just was, when I was coming up, they had roses. They made different design out of roses. All, like they would have a design made out of red roses. They would have a design made out of yellow roses and different flowers. They had all sorts of beautiful flowers. And they had, like now when you go to, they have Ponce de Leon out there. You used to go to the statue and you would feel good sitting there. But now, if you go there, maybe you would find what they call a hippie sleeping there, and this never used to go on.
Yeah.
Everything was just beautiful.
Yeah.
We had a what they call a rock. They had a rock place there where they had the tables was built out of coral rock. They said it was dated back to the cave time, and then they had what we call a goldfish kingdom. And it was all sorts of beautiful goldfishes and all kind of species of goldfishes. And then, as far as I can remember, they had nice eating areas out there. And they never used to reject that we go there. Because when they start talking about, sit on the back of the bus, you couldn't eat at this place. When I was coming up, I don't know about anybody else, I wasn't rejected.
You didn't have much trouble in Miami then?
No, I never did.
Okay. What would you call a place in the park where you would get a drink of water?
The fountain.
Okay, would you call it the same if it was in a building? Like if you were in a bank or something, would you call it? And you were asking someplace, where is the...
Oh boy, I don't forget the name of that.
Would you call it something else?
I would call it the water. What a fountain, I guess.
Okay. Now, were there any other local landmarks that were interesting besides Biscayne Park?
Yes, the courthouse.
Oh, yeah?
It was supposed to be the tallest building in Miami at that time.
The one that's there now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's West Flagler. On West Flagler.
What kind of a building would you call that?
The courthouse.
I know, it's that type of a building.
Oh,
you know,
we thought very. We used to say the tall building. That's
okay. Would you call it like those buildings in New York? They all the time talking about the ones in New York that are real, real tall. You know, what do they call those? Do you hear them talking about?
You talk like the Empire State Building.
Yeah. What do they call that kind of a building?
High rise.
Yeah. Do you call it like? Would you call the courthouse a high rise?
No. Never thought about calling it that.
All right. What would you call a high rise?
Them apartment houses, what they destroying the world with.